This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Wednesday, October 16th. Well, we didn't have much of a session yesterday. We started out a little bit firm, but really couldn't hang on to that. Markets backed off a bit and closed, and traded mostly on the negative side throughout the session, and then closed kind of mixed. It really didn't have much of a direction to it, or if anything, just a slight pullback, slight weakness. This morning we're seeing a little bit of follow through on that as well, down a couple cents, but it's not enough to really confirm that we have found our seasonal high just yet. Indeed, we're basically testing some previous swing highs in both Kansas City and Chicago. So you have to be really careful here about presuming that we have already found our seasonal high. Normally it's into late October that we get there, so we're in that window, but the price action really has not confirmed it yet. And if we stick here and the market holds, then I think we've got a little bit more to the upside. Not a lot, maybe 15 cents from where we are right here. But again, we're just now testing the old swing high from a couple weeks ago, and the market seems to be holding itself together fairly well. Now we got Egypt putting out a tender yesterday afternoon, so that's several weeks in a row where they've come in on Tuesday afternoon, put out a snap tender, and we'll see where world prices are. It gives us a nice look at where world prices are. There's a lot of competition out there. Usually it's between the European Union and the Black Sea region where they buy from, so it gives us a nice round look at where the offers are. Last week they bought 295,000 tons. Prices ranging from 220 to 222, which was up 1 to 3 from the previous week. Since then, we've seen Russian prices kind of creep their way higher even yet, another $1 to $2 higher. And we expect to see that in the offers this morning. So there's definitely a firm undertone to the world prices, which is normal this time of year. We tend to get that fall rally in the Black Sea, which tends to lead world prices and everybody else higher. But again, we're approaching that window of when we tend to see those highs come in, and that's what we want to be really careful with here. So we haven't had confirmation just quite yet of a seasonal high. Progress reports showing that spring wheat harvest is at 94% nationwide. That's up 3 points on the week, still down 6 from the average, which is 100%. Montana's at 88% harvested. That's up 2 on the week and down about 9 from the average. North Dakota is at 93% harvested. That's up 3 on the week and still down 7 from their average. Corn harvest at 22%, that's up 7 on the week, down 14 from the average. Soybean harvest at 26%, that's up 12 on the week and down 23 points behind the average. Winter wheat plantings, 65% nationwide, that's up 13 on the week, and that's even with the average. It's worth noting that Montana is the furthest behind. In fact, really kind of the only state that's far behind other than Idaho. But we're at 60% planted, which is up 11 points on the week and down 24 points from the average. At this point, it's unlikely you're going to get any more acres planted. And so it pretty much kind of describes the situation that we're probably going to see a notable drop in acres, planted acres of winter wheat out of Montana and Idaho likely as well. North Dakota, they don't give an estimate, so I would imagine they would be down as well. And probably the Canadian Prairie. So it's a pretty big chunk of the northern tier of winter wheat plantings that will be down. And of course, this follows a year where you had awesome production and great quality. So it's probably not a market changer, but it certainly affects the economy up in the northern plains. Now, I would presume most of those acres would go to spring wheat, especially with the loan rate hovering right around $4. There's a pretty big incentive to go to spring wheat. So this morning, markets are down a little bit, pretty quiet, really. We're waiting for more details of the phase one of the U.S.-China trade agreement. China seems to be pointing out that if they're expected to buy up to $50 billion worth of goods per year, that when they slap the tariff on, that becomes much more difficult to do. And so they want the United States to remove those tariffs, at least on the ag goods. We'll see if that happens, but it's now at a point where, who gives first, basically, on that. So we haven't had any confirmation China wants more meetings to hammer out the details. We'll see where all this goes. We've had a lot of false starts before, and I think the trade is taking this with a pretty big grain of salt that there's a done deal in the works, at least for this presumably phase one. So from here on out, I think the wheat's going to hold here. I think we're going to get that next little minor leg up. I think we'll get up to around the 430 to 432 area in KC December, which is 10 to 12 cents higher than where we are right now. So it's not a big move. I think we got a little more time to eat away here into the seasonal window. And especially if world prices continue to creep higher, there's little reason for the U.S. market to back off. And so that's why I think we've got a little bit more to go, because we're seeing the Black Sea prices continue to work higher. So there's certainly some support coming from the outside markets. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.